Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams. You're listening to the Manifesting Miracles podcast. By tuning in today, you're dialing into your frequency of abundance. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, your manifestation master and guide. Ever since 2016, I've been obsessively dedicating my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. You see, you are truly more powerful than you can even imagine and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. I'm going to teach you how to attract a life beyond your wildest dreams using your own divine power. So let's get started manifesting your miracles right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for you to align yourself, to rise up, to heal, and to overcome all of the lower vibrations that are keeping you trapped in a reality in which you do not fucking belong. This is Manifesting Miracles. My name, well, it's Michelle Juanita Lamont. And the universe, the angels, and the guides have decided that this Colombian-born life path number 9, Scorpio podcast host, is here to evolve, revolve, and transmute all of your low vibrational energies by teaching you in this 30-minute podcast how to harness and call in your main character energy for you to embrace the fact that you have a mission to manifest and you came here to Earth, the teaching planet, to do exactly that. And in the next 30 minutes or so, we will be communicating on all the different ways that you can achieve this and you can start reshaping and redirecting everything about your reality and everything about who you are. First, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for making this podcast the huge, undeniable success that it is with each and every person that listens, with each and every person that transmutes and changes their life, with each and every person that I see through my courses, taking my digital class from doubt to dollars. I've already seen 20 people manifest over $5,000 with an $88 investment. 20 people. This course hasn't even been live for a month. And 20 people have already manifested that much money with just an $88. And the course is called From Doubt to Dollars. You can buy it with two payments of $44, but that's not what we're talking about today. But that is something that you should be signing up for. Now, listen, we are all here to manifest our miracles. We're going to dive deep into how you can manifest your mission for life and call in that main character energy. I want to explore how to transform those challenges and step into and towards the truth of your destiny. Now, if I'm accessible to you in any way, the first thing you should be doing is signing up for my newsletter. Every single week on Monday, you will be getting a newsletter talking about the energy that's going on the planet right now and how you're going to utilize that during the next week. It's also going to be giving you a preview onto what the next podcast is going to be. Now, twice a month on Tuesday, you can book a 10-minute free Zoom with me to find out which product might be best suited for you to transform your life. Guess what? You're going to have to get behind the podcast and in front of the camera and go on Zoom in either a group class or a one-on-one coaching with me to take that next step. Investing your time by listening to this podcast is a great start. So if that's where you are, buckle up, baby, because today is going to be an awesome episode. And today is going to be a transformational day. Somebody listening right now knows that they were sent here by their team of light, by their guides and their angels. And what is it about our mission here on earth? We are in a matrix that we create, meaning we are in a reality in which we are casting all the characters and living in this timeline. You can jump timelines anytime you want. And that means that in your natural, most abundant state, you move forward. And you start to heal your chakra system. You start to do deep dives and let's break it down. So one of the very first things that I want to talk about is overcoming self-doubt and fear. Now, I have so many stories of people who started coaching with me who were living in lack and living in shame and being an imposter in their own life, who were sick and tired of being sick and tired and all of the things that they had done. And a lot of it was based on shame. A lot of it was based on societal issues. A lot of them was based on situations that they thought were happening to them and not for them. So one of the first things about overcoming insecure feelings of unworthiness, or maybe you just consistently believe that you're not capable or deserving of success and happiness. And because you are operating in that iOS system, in that operating system, it will lead to missed opportunities. And it will also make you be more reluctant to take the initiative to make those life-changing decisions. And there's a lot of reasons why we do that. So one of the people that I worked with about 2 years ago, she started off doing one of my digital classes. She did imposter syndrome, which is like a 10-day course. And after she did the 10-day course, she booked a 10-minute call with me. So she then explained to me all of the reasons that she was not able to manifest what she wanted most. And what she wanted most was to feel comfortable in her own skin, to wake up every day and have a mission for her life, and to use her gifts and talents, her divine gifts and talents, to secure a path for her and her family. But she hated what she did. But she made pretty good money at it. But she just couldn't stand it. And she was in a relationship with somebody who she knew was unfaithful. She knew it. And because of her energetic chakra system, she was stuck on this repeat cycle. Her father cheated on her mother. Her brothers cheated on their wives. And in their realm, they were wealthy people. This was just how it was. Oh, well, it was just it's just a little fling. It's no big deal. And she was letting the influence of all of these outside forces decide what was good and what was okay for her. And even though she was disgusted by her life, everybody on the outside looked at it as a pretty good life. She had the house, she had the pool, she had took vacations, she had two kids, she was married, all of these things. But in order for her to overcome her adversity of
being the black sheep of the family. And let me explain to you something. If you're the black sheep of the family, you do not have energetic soul ties to these people. You came into that soul tribe to shake everybody up and to break down the barriers of fear, of rejection, of anxiety, of insecurity. And so here she is in this situation and she says, well, I don't know what to do. And I said, well, let's just start at where we're at. And little by little, we started to unpack the suitcase of her being sexually assaulted by one of her brothers. And she never talked about it within the family. And her parents were best friends with her now husband's family and kind of in an unceremonious way said, this is the guy you should marry, and really pushed her to it. And as she started to unpack these suitcases and realizing all the fear she was suppressing, she started to come out of her shell and she quit her finance job. She asked her husband to go into therapy. He refused, separated from him, started to explain things to her daughters, and come to find out that the same family member who had assaulted her as a child was grooming her child. And she knew at that moment that her angels and her guides were leading her to discover this so she could break that cycle and get out of the clutches of this greedy, money-hungry situation. And she felt such shame about it. But we unpacked that suitcase and we did the heavy work. We did the meditations. We did the energy work. We brought in very specific shadow work questions for her to cultivate an awareness and work on building her self-confidence and her self-esteem. We worked on her mindset, understanding how to rewire her brain and create her own personal values through introspective journaling and expecting more out of her life than what this picture perfect reality was. And you know what happened? She realized that her past didn't define her. It was preparing her. It was preparing her to turn her fears into fuel for the journey that she was going to embark on, not only to heal her history, but to prevent the same traumas that had happened to her, unbeknownst to her, to her own child. And all of us have a mission here on Earth, the teaching planet, whether you are aware of it or not. And what about this main character energy? Main character energy is shown to you through the universe so you can step into the spotlight. And it doesn't mean that you need to be the center of attention. It means that you're cultivating a reality in which you step out of fear and into the highest version of yourself. Because fear often keeps us from stepping out of our comfort zones, just like she did. And it is essential for the growth and the manifesting of your mission to step out of that fear and to not have a fear of failure, a fear of rejection. There is no such thing as a fear of failure. Psychologically, that is not true. What you fear, and this is what they've learned through all these years, what you fear is that you have already tried something and it hurt you so severely, it impacted your amygdala, which now is on fire in your brain, saying over and over and over again that the mental blocks are the solution and you shouldn't take those next steps. But you have to understand that you will have clarity in the chaos. And when you find the mission among the noise of your life, you start to understand your journey and your purpose, and you find deeper meaning in everything. So one of the first things that I'm going to ask you to start doing each and every day is to just grab an easy spiral. You can get them at the dollar store. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. I'm about to start selling journals on my shop, so I don't know what the time frame is when this podcast comes out, but I will have meditation journals with meditations on the covers that you can scan and do meditations on. But you can just go to the dollar store and grab you a dollar journal and a pen and paper and start journaling and asking yourself, what do I want? Why do I want it? And who do I have to show up as to get it? What do I want? Why do I want it? And how do I have to start showing up for yourself to get it? Now listen. I thought I was showing up for myself when I started my first company and my second company and so on and so forth. But I was showing up for everybody but me. I was trying to prove to my father he gave away the wrong kid. I was trying to prove to the predators who sought me out and tormented me in the orphanage. I set out to prove to all the people who looked down on me, like teasing me and making fun of me, because like it's the worst cruelty of all when somebody finds out your own father gave you away, and then they weaponize the most painful thing about your history to create you into something you're really not. And so I didn't have that clarity in the chaos when I was doing those businesses or when I was living in the world where I even denied my middle name. I didn't want anybody to know that I was Latina. I didn't want anybody to know about my heritage. I was embarrassed because I thought, like, how embarrassing that my mother used to sleep on a literal dirt floor. Like, she would have a little beddings that she would use, and there would literally be just creepy crawly things on the floor until they can afford a bed, and she didn't have a bed until she was 10. And that she came to the United States and learned English on Sesame Street and so on and so forth. And I wanted everybody to look at me and see shiny plastic, just like in Mean Girls. I wanted to be the meanest girl of them all so nobody would ever fuck with me, because I had been fucked with so much in my life. In my life, I didn't have any clarity. So I was becoming successful, not because I wanted to be successful, but because I wanted to prove things to people, as opposed to being on a mission or in my main character, divine energy. And so when we have lack of clarity or direction, we don't understand what we truly want. And our values become really, really cloudy. And it results in a scattered approach to life. You're just going to throw enough mud against the wall, hoping that something sticks. But without a clear direction, it's so challenging to set and achieve meaningful goals. And if you're not in a clear state of mind, you can't not manifest. So I want you to get that journal, and I want you to just start writing about all the things that you are fully prepared to enact and receive into your life, because it all is trapped inside your chakra system. And your chakra system is from your root to your crown. Your chakras are there, and they're spinning wheels of energy within your energetic field that either help you or harm you. If they're blocked, they're lower vibrational. So kind of like, you can think of the terminology, the root of all evil. Well, your root chakra is your lowest vibrational chakra. You're unconnected to the earth. You're not connected to this powerful force called your divine light energy. And so you have to start somewhere, and at some point and at some time, understanding that you didn't come here alone. And as you start to realize your place in the world, certain things are pointed out to you. You don't look like somebody who should be successful. You don't sound like somebody who should manifest their dreams. You don't come from the family that has triumphant, successful people coming out of their lineage. Perhaps you love the wrong way according to society. Perhaps you believe you're in the wrong skin tone for society to accept your intelligence and the outside external pressures from society. And society norms and cultural expectations or pressures from your family and peers can really overshadow your desires and your aspiration. And this can lead to living a life that is unaligned. And in order for you to align more with your mission and become that main character energy, you have to start living your truth, not anybody's expectations of what you're supposed to be. You didn't come here for that. You didn't incarnate into this planet. You don't have a team of angels. You don't have a team of light. You don't have divine energy. You're not powerful when you're living in somebody else's story. This is your story. And the best part is that the next chapter hasn't been written yet. All the pages are blank. You can start where you are right now and start manifesting things immediately. And the next thing you'll realize is how powerful that you truly are. Because when you're not living in your truth and you're kowtowing to the external pressures surrounding you, you're not the author of your story. You are not the main character energy. You're drawing from your history, but you're not aspiring for your future. And how are you going to manifest this mission that you came here to do if you don't realize that you're the author of your story? And in order to write the next chapters, you have to get really real about who you are. And this will lead to living an aligned life and expecting others to see your energy, your energetic field, and setting boundaries. And in order for you to be somebody who can set those boundaries and live in that type of reality, you're going to have to understand that you're going to have to deal with and release your past traumas and negative experiences. Because previous negative experiences or unresolved trauma can shape the outlook of our lives, the perception that we have, and all the adversity that we've experienced. And you have to understand one specific thing, my beloved. All of those chapters were necessary for you to have the clarity of consciousness that would resonate into you creating an aligned life. And these experiences can and do create mental blocks, energetic blocks, and it makes it more difficult the longer you go without addressing these things to adapt the protagonist mindset. And so when you cultivate that self-awareness and you start to work on building self-confidence and self-esteem, the universe starts to collaborate. You're creating already. You created chaos. You created friction. You created bad environments. You created a reality in which you would have those traumas happen so you would learn the lesson not to be stuck. Don't get stuck in that chapter. It's over. No point in reliving it every fucking day over and over and over again. You don't forgive because they deserve it. You forgive because you deserve it. And once you start understanding that, you start to embrace and you start to grow a new neuron wiring in your brain that will allow you to understand all the opportunities that the universe is sending to you. People always talk about angel numbers. I saw 1111 and 444 and whatever. Let me guarantee you that those are not the first signs that the universe has been sending you. You're just now a vibrational match to this growth process. And all of the opportunities are all around you if you would just stop down and meditate and journal and understand what you came here to do. And setting boundaries and learning to prioritize your aspirations over external expectations is one of the most powerful things I teach in my 6 weeks one-on-one coaching program, 6 weeks to Success. You want to go into 2024 as a whole new motherfucking human? Sign up for my program. If you want to meet amazing people from around the world, I have a second option that starts January 7th. Enrollment, pre-enrollment just started right now. You can have up to 5 months to pay it off. It's called Alignment Exposed. And let me tell you, some of the success stories from Alignment Exposed will blow your socks off. The things that these people do in 6 weeks with me, they couldn't do in 6 years in therapy. They couldn't do in 60 years of living. I ask you to seek, and I teach you how to have clarity and cultivate your own personal values and goals. We work together, coaching and working hand in hand, side by side, energy to energy, and how to move you through those portals faster. Once you start investing in yourself and not having fear of circulating that energy called money, the universe is going to respond accordingly. And in my live group classes, you're going to learn how to set those boundaries, and you're going to learn how to prioritize your own aspirations or external expectations. And you're going to have a support system. You have access to me 24 hours a day, all 6 weeks. I'm going to mentor you and support you and teach you every single thing based on your existence, your reality, and your history to write the next chapters of your success and practice in embracing that change. The change of your life starts right now. You can invite your angels in right now. You can say it with me. Angels, team of light. I invite my next chapters to be my best. I will co-sign with the universe on the highest timeline for me. And you can start to see, you can start to see how quickly you can cultivate and become the author of your stories and write the chapters that resonate with your soul. You will feel the vibration of that main character energy. And you will go from transforming your traumas into your triumphs. You will transform all of that energy. You will understand that those negative experiences and that unresolved trauma has shaped the way that you've manifested so far, but it's also, and here's what's important, please pay attention, that trauma is going to unlock all the keys to your success, all the manifesting that you want, because little by little, you're breaking up the anchor that is attached to you in your history, and you will clear those mental blocks, and you will start manifesting instantly and seeing yourself transform. The number one thing you need is to start examining all of these opportunities as ways to have personal growth and heal those experiences. And then you're going to say to yourself, but Michelle, what happened if I can't do that? What happened if I'm not able to manifest my miracles? Well, then you're just lying to yourself. You're lying to yourself because you've been so damaged and so hurt and so disconnected from the powerful divine source of the unlimited creator of 156 billion with a B solar systems, and each and every one of your cell is a solar system. The stardust is in your DNA. Go and Google, am I made of stardust, and start doing your fucking research. But in order for you to put the crown on your head and start walking into your main character energy and embracing who you really are, you're going to have to start embodying it. and the assertiveness in setting boundaries and pursuing your passions are part of main character energy. That those are challenges that you don't have to face alone. Join one of my group classes, start journaling, work with me one-on-one, book an hour call. Let's get the wheels in motion. It's time for you to overcome the story that has been defining you and start transmuting that energy into the spotlight of your highest season. So many people don't realize how many things that they've been holding on to, how many things have been weighing them down, how fucking hard it was to just survive. But I see you. The universe sees you. Your ancestors know you. Your team of light is guiding you. And in each one of us, each and every one of us, lies a force more powerful than the strongest tsunami you've ever witnessed or seen. A force that is unwavering, a force that is undeniable. You are that force. And that force lies within each and every one of us, begging to be awakened. Don't you think that it's time to manifest your miracles and become the main character of your incredible journey? I do. I think it's time. I think that you've been sitting on the sidelines for way too fucking long. And so does the universe. That's why they guided you here. They weren't messing around. They were like, bet. Let's watch this soul go from the dark to the light. Because if each and every person that is listening to this podcast shares it everywhere they go, at the gym, they share it with somebody. They grab their phone. I saw this. Somebody showed me. Somebody told me this story. This person grabbed my phone, opened up Spotify, and said, start listening to this podcast every day. At the gym. At the nail salon, when you're getting your eyelashes, when you're getting your hair done, when you're at the grocery store, when you're on the bus, when you're talking with your friends and family, when you're talking to your Girl Scout troop, talk to the other parents. You're the main character of this story. The universe revolves around you. And if you want to have a low vibrational reality, stick with what you're doing now. How's it working out for you? But if you're ready to rewrite the story of you, the universe is going to go right along with it. You're going to work with your chakras. You're going to start freeing up all that energy that's trapped in all of those low self-esteem, fear of failure, fear of rejection, lack of clarity, lack of direction, societal pressures, external pressures, religious pressures, family pressures, past traumas, negative experiences. All of these aspects that have made you who you were not there and designed to keep you in chapter 1, 2, 3, or 4. Those limiting ideologies were there to create chaos. So you would say, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not going into the next season of my life scared and afraid and not connected to my divine being. I'm going to be putting my crown on my head and walking into every room energetically 10 feet tall. I'm going to give you an example and then I'm going to wrap up. So sometimes the main character in my life is a recluse. And I don't know why, because I'm very outgoing and I like people. But sometimes I legitimately become an introvert. And I don't feel comfortable going to new places. And it's something that's just happened in the last couple of years, probably since 2020. And I don't know if it was the COVID effect. And if you're listening to this in the year 2046, excuse me, and I'm not on the planet anymore or whatever's going on, Google COVID and you'll find out what this timeline of people experienced. And so I'm not saying that that's what happened, but it was happening. So all of a sudden, I'm meditating a couple of weeks ago, and my angels and my psychic intuitive guide said, it's time for you to get back out there, and it's time for you to start cultivating a different reality and start meeting people again and start talking to people. So I said, give me that strength, give me that direction, give me a way forward. All of a sudden, I start getting invited to all of these different events and all these different luncheons. And I live in a city where I don't know anybody. I moved here, and you have to listen to July of 2020 or 2021. I don't remember how I manifested my $1 million view on how I followed my psychic intuitive guides. And it led me to this new timeline jump that I'm in. And because this incredible situation provides me with everything that I want. I have literally dolphins in my backyard. I have a pool. I have all my workout equipment here. I have a meditation room. I have a guest room. I have palm trees everywhere. I have a dock. I have a kayak. I get my groceries delivered. It's become so comfortable to not really mix and meld. They told me in a download in a meditation, Michelle, you have to put your energy out into the world. The world needs you. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to just try to break that habit. And I asked my guides and my angels to just reward me for doing this so I will be more motivated to step into my main character energy. Now, if you said, Michelle, we need you to go speak on stage, no problem, because I go in, I do my speech, I talk to the crowd, and I leave. But for my main character to really step into her next era, Michelle is going to have to do things that make her uncomfortable. So one of my friends invited me to go to a charity event. And there was about 300 people at this black tie event. And as I walked in, and I walked in confident and beautiful and proud and strong and ready to donate money to the charity that was helping all these women in need, I arrived about 30 minutes after it started. And there was all these people in line checking in. There are hundreds of people there. And I get up to the, and if you've ever been to a charity event, you know they give you bidding cards. So they say, okay, and there's like, you know, it's like 20 minutes to get my bidding card. Excuse me. And I grab it with the program and I walk over to my girlfriend who had me speak at one of her events earlier that year. And I look down. And out of 300 possible numbers, what number, and I'm 30 minutes late and it's like 80% full, do they assign me? I get bidding card number 9. And in that moment, I knew the angels were in that room because I'm a life path 9. And I've choked back a tear because emotions are a way that the universe shows you that you're stepping into something that is pushing you or shoving you. And I was like, oh man, I got to take a minute here because my friend got her bidding card and her bidding card was 108, the number 9. And I looked at her and she looked at me and smiled and she had no idea what was going on in my head. And I was like, holy shit, either one of those would have been my 9. And I was absolutely dumbstruck. I mean, I was like, wow, okay. And I'm looking around the room and there's so many beautiful people dressed in sequin ball gowns and tuxedos. And I said to my friend, I said, let's go circulate some money. Let's go find some silent auction items. And as I walked into this huge room with all these people I didn't know, not feeling uncomfortable or anything, because now I had my little security blanket, my bidding card number 9, I realized like I was exactly where I needed to be. So my friend walks up to this person that I've never met in my life. And she looks at me and she goes, my friend says, hey, this is Michelle J. Lamont. It's my friend, Michelle J. Lamont. And she goes, oh my God, the podcast host. And I'm like, turn my head. I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh my God, I saw you gave a speech one time and I've been listening to your podcast and blah, 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 and this and this and that. And I felt like the queen of the universe. This proceeded to happen all night long. Person after person came up to me and asked me if I was Michelle J. Lamont. You look like Michelle J. Lamont. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? How is this happening? I am literally living my main character energy. I was freaking out. I like literally had to stop the tears. People are taking pictures with me. They're asking me advice. They're wanting more. They're, hey, can you come to my event? Can you come do this? Can you come to the country club? There's somebody I want you to meet. There's somebody I want you to help coach. I'm like, wow, look at the angels showing up for me. Look at this. And then I go to my assigned table and I sit down next to this amazing soul who not only loves pickleball, but is a Scorpio and comes from a marketing background. And I'm like, wait, what? This beautiful young girl is like, I'll go play pickleball with you. I'll go do this with you. I want you to meet friends of mine. I want to connect you. And every time we step out of fear and become and see and ask for that guidance and ask for that support, the universe is going to show up. None of this would be possible if I didn't go and buy this microphone and hit record. None of this would have been possible if I stayed in my comfort zone and lived in my house in Dallas that gave me that security instead of this morning sitting out on my dock and watching million-dollar houses, people getting into their boat and just living in this fantasy reality where the Truman Show is my life. All of these things are designed to get you from where you are now to where you're going. And the mission of your life is to live in the highest frequency possible. And I want to encourage you to step in where you are scared, to lean in, to invest in yourself. Once you invest in yourself, and I'm not just talking about writing a check to me, I'm talking investing the time that you spent listening to this podcast, the time that you spend meditating, the time that you spend grounding, the time you spend with your candles, the time you spend with your crystals, forgiving the unforgivable things that you don't want to talk about, that I never wanted to talk about. And now I talk to hundreds of thousands of people about the things that I'm most embarrassed by, scared of. I even do it on stages, on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram. Because as petrified as this extrovert introvert is, I know on the other side of fear is the main character of Michelle fucking Juanita Lamont. So who's on the other side of your fear? Who's on the other side of this story that you're going to start writing? I want you to challenge yourself right now to call in your main character energy and work through this. And if you don't know where to start, I have digital courses, less than $50, some of them. I have a money course to help you make money and get clear in your head and your heart and your energy. I have one-on-one calls, one-on-one coaching. And in this January, January 7th starts Alignment Exposed. For 6 weeks, we will unpack the suitcase of you together. You will do it with a group of amazing people, and there are payment plans. You only need $200 to get started, and then you'll have 5 more months to pay the difference. And you are going to go into the highest season of your life as if Archangel Michael is standing behind you with his sword, protecting you and stopping all of those fears from flooding into your reality. You have a divine right to ask for everything you want in this life. You have a divine right to be the main character. You have the divine right to have a mission. You have the divine right to forgive and heal those traumas. It is what the purpose of all of this is. And to be thankful that you still have the opportunity to turn it around right now. Now, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for writing reviews for me on iTunes, because if you go into Apple iTunes and write a review for me, it allows the universe to open up this vibration for tens of thousands of people. For every 5 reviews that I get, I am shown to an audience of 20,000 new people for one day. So if you can't do anything else to support this podcast and to support my mission on changing and transmuting and helping people break free from the matrix of their limiting ideologies, lift your finger, scroll down, and hit write a review. And if you have a question for me and you put it in the review, I will answer it. But at this moment in time, what do you think the universe wants to do with you next? Big ass shit. Big things. And I'm not talking about world domination or being Taylor Swift or Beyonce or whoever it is that you think is ruling the universe at this moment, athlete person. But main character energy is living by putting your nose up high, standing straight and tall, and taking up a lot of space. You have to understand that your energy is as big as a mountain, and you're pretending that you're a molehill. And despite what everybody wants to convince you of, you are not that version. And if you manifested everything in the negative world, then it's just a matter of shifting perspective. And I've got a way to help you with that. But at the very least, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Get my newsletter. They're both free. And listen to another episode, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one. And share it with as many souls as humanly possible. So it's time for me to wrap up. I keep going too long on these podcasts. I forget to set my timer, and it just said 44 minutes and 44 seconds. So it's time to wrap up. So if you're new to this podcast and this is your first time checking it out, let me take a little sippy sip. I'm addicted to coconut water. I drink it all the time. So if you own a coconut water company and you want to sponsor me, I might have a way of working with you. Hold on. I don't drink anything but water or coconut water. I would love to close out our show by having you book that Zoom call with me. I would love to see you on the other side of the Zoom in Alignment Exposed, which starts January 7th. It's every Sunday night from 7:30 to 9. And then every single day we're in group sessions. Okay. It doesn't take up a lot of time, but it will change your life. And don't you want to go into the next season of your life, the highest version of you? So as we close out this episode, I want to thank you. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in week after week, day after day, hour after hour, season after season, for being one of my biggest cheerleaders. You guys, oh man, I'll get emotional. Fuck. The messages you send me, they are unbelievable sometimes. They are. I try not to read them before the shows because it gets me really worked up, but I saw a couple today that just, man, motivated me more and more and more to help more and more people. Got to get out of that energy. I'm so profoundly thankful for you sitting there listening to this, knowing that one day, if not right now, you're going to take the inspired action to start manifesting your main character energy and your mission here on earth. I love you. Now, this is how we close. So repeat after me. 1, 2, 3, and go. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything, everything, everything. Again, everything is always working out for us. Everything is always working out for us. Everything. Everything is always, 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 always working out for us. So until next time, my beloved manifesting manifestors, go out and seek your miracle today. I love you. 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 Thanks for listening to this episode of Manifesting Miracles. Now it's time for you to take action. I invite you to hang out with me just a little bit more by signing up for my newsletter. You'll get instant exclusive access to the practices that will chart your own path to abundance. And yes, spark that highest version of you. Head to the show notes right now so you don't miss a thing. Now listen, I fucking believe in you. And it's now time for you to win, win, win. Yes, yes.